out of your minds? Are you all out of your mind? Out of your mind? Out of your mind? Out of your mind?
And to the C students, I say, you too can be president of the United States.
Kissing cousin. Hey, there's nothing. I mean, I don't think the virus is a problem of marrying first cousin.
So they all go vegan and wages and picket lines. I don't know. They're not often discussed in purgatory, are they?
I would not, could not, with a goat.
I think the problem with people like this is that they are so stupid that they have no idea how stupid they are.
Welcome to the Crab Diving Show with your hosts, Ryan Pfeiffer and Patrick Vile.
Thursday, everybody, it's Crab Diving Live, blasting at you from Pensacola, Florida, the Redneck Riviera, U.S. of A. It is a little bit after 2 p.m. on the Pacific Coast, a little bit after 5 p.m. if your ear holes are sucking us in live out east. If it isn't that time, perhaps you're listening to us as a rerun on the Crab Diving Network, streaming for you 24/7, or you've gone and done downloaded us as a podcast at iTunes, Stitcher, crabdiving.com, or your favorite podcasting application. Or appliance. I don't know what a podcasting appliance would be, like a diving dildo.
A podcasting appliance would be like an iPad or a computer, wouldn't it? Like,
sure.
Something. I imagine there are smart dildos out there that you can iTunes, a Stitcher.
Yes, to a box of dildo.
We are going to be here for the next couple of hours, everybody. Holy shit, there's lots to talk about. It's like flying through an asteroid field. It's never ending. It's exhausting.
Yay.
And just when you're starting to come down from the outrage over the last thing that this evil, corrupt, fuckwad administration did, something new happens.
But wait, there's more.
Thanks for joining us. Join us on social medias, everything during the show, and all other times at Crab Diving on the Twitter, all that shit. Ryan's welcomed back to the...
I welcomed myself back.
I don't think I said my name. Patrick. Oh, yeah, Patrick Vile.
I'm Ryan Pfeiffer, and I just drove across the panhandle of Florida. And I would just like to congratulate all the Christians on all their fucking churches. Good job. There's so many churches out there. You're not put upon. You're not a victim. You're winning. I heard that speech
you're persecuting.
Schindler gave.
Oh, horrible.
Thing. I heard that victimhood. Please fuck off. Yeah. You're fine.
Yeah.
I'm Ryan Pfeiffer.
Mike Pence, poor mother, is probably going to get it tonight.
Ooh, yes,
because he's raging from all the Christian the Christianitude.
Oh, give me the latex gimp suit.
There's a big giant blue jay sitting on the fence outside. All right. Of Crab Diving.
Oh shit! What do you mean?
They're kind of assholes, from what I've seen. The blue jays are the Trumpists of the
right.
At least here, they tend to chase everybody else away. They're not big.
What
on
do you mean,
sharing.
Blue jay? A bird or Josh Donaldson?
The bird.
Oh, okay.
Who?
He's the third baseman for the Blue Jays.
Oh, jeez. Yeah. There's lots going on in the world, and Facebook page, crab diving, et cetera, et cetera.
Greetings and salutations.
I accidentally hit that one.
Oh shit.
Good job,
trumpetist.
It was a premature articulation.
Oopsie.
I'm sure one of the headlines is going to be about Giuliani, but holy.
He's a great, great lawyer,
shit.
Right?
Holy
He's
shit.
Really good at his job.
Well, I'm not. This may be calculated.
Oh,
this,
my
because
God.
He went on. Let's do the headlines, because I'm sure he's going to be the fucking headline, and I don't want to blow our wads.
Yeah. For these lamestream media characters to get all wee-weed up about that.
From the Crab Diving News Studios, deep within the Crab Diving Bunker.
So goddamn deep!
Pensacola, Florida. Dateline, May 3rd, 2018.
The year of our Lord.
These are your headlines. You're talking to your microphone.
Test.
Into your microphone, yes.
Test.
There you go.
I'm right into it, I thought.
Odd.
Am I fucked up?
You know.
Was my mic off?
We got a little discombobulated.
At the beginning?
No, it was just you were looking low. I'm tweaking things here. Thanks for joining us, everybody. This is the headlines over at the commie Pinko Liberal.
Effete.
HuffPost,
the wee-wee.
As my computer loadeth.
Oh, yeah.
Don't forget, you can go to crabdiving.com/Amazon.
Right.
And when you buy shit,
we get
a little,
a
nibble, a little taste. Our beaks,
buy something.
Our beak's a little wet.
Yes. Buy something. For the love of shit, buy something on Amazon.
Like those
make
weather
us rich.
Birds that dip into the water.
The what?
Those glass weather birds that. Did you ever see
them?
They dip into the water when the weather's
right.
getting shitty.
I think there's one on the spaceship in Guardians of the Galaxy. No. Alien. The movie Alien, they have one. And then they all wake up from cryogenic sleep. And that
spoiler
bird,
alert.
Yes. And then the shit hits the fan.
Okay, I didn't know this. This is not about Giuliani, but I look forward to seeing what this shit's about.
Oh, shit.
The headline at the HuffPost.
Ooh.
Says, you remember last week, I believe it was. It feels like a millennium ago. Paul Ryan, Eddie Munster, wannabe, LARPer.
Right. LARPer. he's into live action role play. Are you kidding me?
Munster, live action role playing.
The Munsters.
Eddie, he inexplicably, well... We explicit it.
Yes.
Inexplicably fired the House of Representatives chaplain.
Oh, yeah. That fucking asshole. How dare that dude pray for the poor padre?
Right. Which, you know, we secularists are like, why is there a House chaplain? But, you know, there's other battles to fight there.
Right.
But
is it true Paul Ryan, after that guy prayed for the poor, was like, can I have that guy killed?
Did he say... Quote, Padre.
Padre.
Hey, Padre, you got to stay out of the politics.
You're fired. Now you're fired.
So then he fired the guy, and...
It's confusing, isn't it?
He told him, I will accept your resignation kind of a deal.
Good God, Paul, you're a fucking dick.
And for just that reason, insiders said that Paul Ryan was pissed off because the day that they voted that... horrible spiky baseball bat fucking of a tax bill.
Please.
Tax scam.
Oh, yeah. It's just such garbage.
That they passed. He said something to the effect of, you know, we should probably remember the poor and the least among us.
Why the fuck wouldn't you?
You know, religiosity kind of stuff.
Right.
And the Republicans lost their fucking little minds because helping the poor and being kind to your neighbor and fellow man and shit.
But
you cuck.
Right.
What's wrong with you? That's not what Ayn Rand wants.
Hey, GOP dickheads, you got a padre who hangs out with Congress and you don't want him to get politically fucking involved.
Yo, padre.
Since when do you guys not want padre types involved in fucking politics?
What a douche.
Yeah, asshole.
You're from Wisconsin, you fuckwad. Hey, padre. Yo, padre.
But think about it. This guy probably got health benefits from his job. He probably has a pension. He's probably supporting a family, maybe.
Well,
I don't know.
He's a Catholic priest.
He's a Catholic priest.
He's good, yeah.
You know?
God, he's... House chaplain, the headline at the HuffPost says, the House chaplain rescinds... resignation.
Fuck you. So, I'm not leaving, dickhead.
There's a holy war going on within the House of Representatives, within the Republican cabal of the House of Representatives.
Well, listen, Padre, if Paul Ryan's not going to fire you, perhaps his Nazi replacement will.
Holy shit. Well, I mean, we're hoping it's going to be Nancy Pelosi, not a Nazi replacement.
Oh, right, right.
Because by the time they get their shit, because he ain't leaving Paul Ryan until the next term. He's sticking it out, allegedly. And
yeah, isn't the Nazi running in his spot?
Oh, that guy. Right, right. I thought you meant far as Speaker of the House.
Listen, yeah, well, I mean, he would never be Speaker of the House, even if the Nazi was elected and the Republicans had the majority, right? Because he just started.
Probably.
Yeah.
But
who fucking knows?
Trump wasn't supposed to be president, yeah. So I can't prognosticate on nothing.
There's a chance a Nazi could be in Congress.
Again.
Yeah, yeah, wait.
I mean, come on.
What the fuck am I talking about?
Gasp.
Yeah.
The House Chaplain Patrick Conroy.
Hello.
Oh, Father Patrick Conroy.
Oh,
how are you doing today?
Is he Irish?
God. Patrick Aloysius Confucius. Yeah. Not Confucius.
Enough with these Catholics. I'm sorry. Fuck them. Yeah, enough.
I recovered. House Chaplain Patrick Conroy, who was abruptly forced, I'm reading from the HuffPo, was abruptly forced out of his job last month by Speaker Paul Ryan, has rescinded his resignation.
Oh, oui, oui.
Conroy wrote in a 2-page letter.
Okay.
I have never been disciplined nor reprimanded, nor have I ever heard a complaint about my ministry during my time as House Chaplain.
I prayed for the poor. My God. This priest has colleagues that will literally fuck children and they won't get fired. They will just move them to a different location.
Well, they're working on that.
This guy prayed for the poor and he got fired.
That's much worse.
Good God.
Apparently.
What the fuck?
In Republican America right now, that's much worse.
Oh, wow.
Roy Moore fucked girls.
Yeah, that's true. But this guy prayed for the poor. Let's get rid of him.
Hey.
You got to be fucking kidding me.
He initially announced his resignation April 15th and made it clear at the time that it wasn't his choice to go. In a letter to Paul Ryan, he wrote, "As you have requested, I hereby offer my resignation."
As you have requested.
As the 60th chaplain of the United States House of Representatives.
Wow. Guy, Paul, you're like Trump in a way. Like, you created this whole fucking bullshit out of nowhere. And probably no one would have gave a shit or have cared that the fucking... your chaplain to the Congress prayed for poor people. They wouldn't have fucking cared.
Here's a little bit of the heresy. There are not winners and losers under new tax laws, but benefits balanced by and shared by all Americans, hoping that the new legislation would do that.
How evil.
Benefits balanced
right.
And shared by all Americans.
And listen, Padre, not for nothing, but Paul is doing you a favor. No one would have given a shit about your fucking lame-ass prayer for the poor had he not made a thing out of it.
And it was pretty stealthy, because you read that, and that's what the bullshit the Republicans were selling. They were saying, this is going to help the middle class and the poor so well, we're just going to punch-fuck them until they're unconscious.
Ah!
So they won't know what's going on anymore. Isn't that great?
Oh, yes.
For them?
And by the way, Padre, why so stealthy? Just say it. You know, it would be nice if more of you religious types would just fucking plainly stand up for poor people and women and gay people and people oppressed by this dickhead president and this horrendous Congress.
Like, you know, who's that guy in that book that said shit like that about it's easier for a camel to go through the fucking eye of a needle than it is for a rich guy to make it to heaven?
Who said that? Black gay Jesus?
I think it was W.C. Fields.
Oh, okay. W.C. Fields. That guy's funny. And dead.
So those are your long time. That's the headline at the HuffPo. Let's see what the drudges are dredging up.
Yay.
Oh, here we go. Awesome.
Yeah. Are we supposed to feel bad for that chaplain or like, you know, who cares?
Well, yeah. I mean, I disagree with the position, but
reverse cowgirl,
but I don't
disparage him because he's taking the job, I guess.
Right, right.
I'd rather have a Catholic there who at least believes in evolution.
Or a Wiccan.
I mean, everybody's got their bullshit.
You think he believes in evolution?
Catholics believe in evolution. Yeah, yeah.
Oh, they all believe in it. That's a tenet that they
sure.
all...
Sure.
Okay.
I was taught that 100,000 years ago in by a nun.
Hey, evangelicals, you see, you can believe in evolution.
I was, fifth grade. I was taught evolution by a nun.
Yeah, but they also said your dog is going to burn in hell.
Not in so many words, but yeah.
Right. I mean, that's... Congrats ceases, on believing ceases, in evolution.
The dog ceases to exist. Dogs don't have a soul.
But we do. We have souls.
Well, you know.
God, you know that's.
Are you asking my opinion or what the Catholic Church teaches?
My
yes,
point is, Catholic I guess Church we can give teaches. It up for the Catholic Church for buying into evolution. But Jesus Christ, if you still buy into the whole like your soul goes to heaven thing, I mean.
Well, you know, baby steps.
How am I supposed to take anybody seriously?
At least they believe that shit. And the Pope said climate change is real. So
oh, yay, guys.
That's why the Republicans hate them. That's why American Protestants hate Catholics
right,
even more.
Right, but don't wear a condom.
And when Pence's cabal that today were all moist in the crotches over their prayer day.
No, did you hear Trump's speech?
I've got. We're gonna listen to some of it. Yeah.
Yeah. I was driving through the middle of fucking nowhere past every fucking Pentecostal. there's
you
a
yelling?
City. There's a city, dude. A city. A town that my mom and I drove through called Bruce, Florida.
Bruce?
Bruce.
Like B-R-U-C-E?
Yeah.
Bruce?
It's in the middle of nowhere, surrounded by pine trees.
Okay.
When you come in on the left, there's the Bruce Hotel. Burnt down. Burnt.
No.
Burnt
okay.
down. There's the Bruce General Store. And there's the Bruce Restaurant. And then to the left is the Bruce Church of Christ. That's
boy.
The city, dude.
No
That's
bar?
It. I'm sure.
I'm thinking of Wisconsin.
There's
got to
be a.
Yeah.
Well, it's Florida. Florida. You think Wisconsin, people in Wisconsin drink? And get fucked up more than Floridians? You're crazy.
Mm.
Okay. Well, bath salts.
I don't know.
This is the state,
well, that's true.
This is the state of meth and bath salts.
Yeah. Okay.
You know,
Florida out crazy.
Right. Right.
Congratulations.
Yeah. Yeah. All right. And on top of that, we got shit tons of pythons. Yay.
Congratulations, Florida. Rudy Giuliani is the headline over at the Drudge Report.
Oh, yeah.
Rudy drops bombs, it says. There's
Ooh.
1, 2, 3, 4 different stories under the headline.
Yes.
Number one, Trump repaid $130,000 for Stormy.
You're not going to do it in Rudy voice?
Well, that was the headline.
Oh, that's the headline. Okay.
Which leads to the Daily Mail.
I know a lot of people like the Rudy voice, so guys, I'm making sure that he'll fucking do it.
I need to take my tooth out. The Kellyanne Conway. Wait, what? The
what?
It leads to their headline is just it doesn't necessarily match with the story that
how
it goes
the fuck
to.
Is Kellyanne Conway still at the White House? Why has she not resigned or been fired or something? Everybody else has. How has she
She's
been able to
dirt.
Hold?
She's got real dirt.
Does she really?
I'm sure.
God damn.
Why else would she still be around?
I don't know.
Okay, let me see here. It says Kellyanne Conway's husband contradicts. This is from the Daily Mail, so this is the headline.
Perfect.
Kellyanne's husband contradicts Trump. And tweets link to Federal Election Commission rules that say any loan for the purpose of influencing any election is campaign cash that must be reported.
Oh, yes.
Giuliani today was on. The reason I think that this is strategery is because not that it's great, but I think it's on purpose. Because Giuliani last night said that with his hour-long rim job from Hannity.
Oh, wow. Lucky Rudy. Lucky for you, Rudy.
Well, and even then they fuck up because the Trumpists are so dumb.
Fucked up my rim job.
And Giuliani, I think there's something going on. I think he's...
What do you mean?
Some batshittery is climbing in than there was because he makes these weird faces and shit. And it's just, it's very odd now. It's like he's become a caricature of himself.
He seems nuts. And he doesn't, you know, when Michael Avenatti, Stormy Daniels' lawyer.
Sure.
That guy sounds like a fucking lawyer.
Right.
He
sounds like an adult.
Yeah. And he sounds really fucking smart. He doesn't sound like Rudy Giuliani or Trump. I mean, it's like Trump's found somebody that's almost just like him to represent him.
Well, there you go. And I think I think I said this last week, but David Corn, the guy from Mother Jones, was on telly.
Hello.
And told the story that during the campaign, he walked up to Giuliani and was like, "What do you think about this? You know, the kind of the tone of the way this campaign's going this year with, you know, what about all that crazy stuff like lock her up and Hillary deserves to be in jail and Obama should be in jail."
Yes.
And he said that Giuliani, he was expecting, oh, well, you know, that's politics or whatever. He said Giuliani turned red face and his eyes bulged and said, "She's guilty of so much. Her ass should be in jail. She's a traitor. She's a..."
Is he dumb or something?
Well, he's lost his mind.
I didn't think he was stupid.
And David
Corn
said it was like a transformation. Like he went nuts. And so I think he's a real believer.
I think he's got Hillary derangement.
He's got Hillary derangement syndrome. I think he's out of his mind.
I mean, I'm not disagreeing, but it's just weird. He was a prosecutor and the mayor of New York. I mean, you know, he's got to
have... Well, I said lost.
Yeah, shit. Wow.
Yeah, I think he's just out of his... I don't know.
I mean, he sounds like a fucking dingbat, to be honest, dude. He sounds nuts. He sounds like something it just feels like Trump could do better for a lawyer, I guess. He can't.
But there was so much during his insanity with Hannity. And then today he went for round two, a couple knuckles deep.
Ooh, yeah.
Little
yes.
prostate action.
Right.
From Ducey and company.
Here's what I don't understand about this whole Stormy Daniels payout thing. Is that what we're talking about? Giuliani's bullshit with that.
Well, one of the things, yeah. He went after Comey. We'll talk about all the shit that he talked about.
This is a dumb question, but I really don't. Okay, so Trump offered Stormy Daniels $130,000 to be quiet and not tell her story.
Yes,
and then Trump pays her to do that, gives her a payout.
Okay,
why is that illegal?
It's not necessarily illegal unless it was
campaign funds.
But even if it was even if the way Giuliani framed it was that Cohen paid it and then he was reimbursed over a bunch of months.
But not by Trump's campaign, by Trump's personal money. Or those
well, correct, because he says the one thing he keeps hammering is
here's
a fact for you. No campaign money. No campaign money with you.
Okay, Rudy. Well, then here's a fact for you. The guy who's our president gave a woman $130,000 to not talk about the relationship he had with her. I mean, it's... At the very least, it's not normal, right? It is fucking crazy.
Well, right.
If I told you I paid somebody $130,000 to not talk about me, I mean, I would be like, okay, that's, I don't know. I guess. Fuck it. I guess if it's not illegal, what do we fucking care? But it just seems odd.
But it may, I think it may be just a big old smokescreen. Because they're more worried about Mueller and more worried about the other shit that Cohen knows about.
Ah, come on. What does that guy fucking know?
We'll get to this other story. The FBI taped Cohen's phone.
Oh, yeah.
Tapped his phone.
Oh, my God. What are you wearing?
But Rudy, let me see here. Rudy said that, he called Comey a sensitive little baby this morning.
Oh my God.
One of the things that he said during
a sensitive little baby
during the Hannity fuckfest was
everybody threw up.
He said that the FBI kicking in the doors of Cohen's office and hotel room and all that shit.
Sad.
He called them stormtroopers.
God. Comparing it to fucking Nazis or something?
Yeah, you know, it's funny to see some conservative asswads on the Twitter this morning.
Yeah, yeah.
Who were saying, he was referring to Star Wars. What's wrong with you? He meant Star Wars.
Right.
And then I saw one person shared a story about how the Star Wars stormtroopers are based on the Nazi stormtroopers. They're the bad guys, you asshole. There's a reason.
They're called stormtroopers.
The stormtroopers.
He didn't come out of a fucking void. Right. It's not like, let me dress him so in case there's rain, they'll be able to persevere. Stormtrooper. God, this is confusing. So
the Imperial Fluffy Bunnies didn't fit.
The Imperial Fluffers. Listen. I'm trying to understand this.
Yeah.
So people are calling Mueller's guys stormtroopers. Is that not true?
Well, the FBI in New York, not Mueller's guys.
So conservatives, pro-Trump people are calling.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Those people stormtroopers, the FBI.
The evil FBI in New York illegally violated.
Right. Ooh,
attorney-client privilege of all of those great clients that Cohen has, like Sean Hannity.
But I don't understand. They're calling them stormtroopers in a negative connotation.
Well, yeah.
But that doesn't make sense. They love Nazis.
Yeah, somehow I don't think that Rudy was envisioning guys in white futuristic armor with their laser pistols blasting.
Oh, yes. Listen, I'm just confused. Do Republicans, they're using Nazis in a negative connotation. It's very confusing. You know what I mean?
Distracting.
I'm not kidding. I mean, because I don't know. Conservatives love Nazis, right? They do. They love white supremacists. Well, they're racist.
Yeah, some of them try to hide it still. Rudy's still maybe from that.
But they love it nonetheless. So, like, when you use stormtroopers in a negative connotation, wow, it's confusing to me.
So, he also...
Do him Cupid.
He talked to the Washington Post and called Comey a sensitive little baby.
That's funny.
Last night, he said that Trump fired Comey. This is an outright lie. He said he went on Lester Holt, and Giuliani's trying to spin this as this is great. He went on Lester Holt. He said that the president rightly said that he fired Comey because Comey wouldn't tell Trump he was not a target of the investigation.
Right.
And that he wanted to be able to tell the people, to reassure the people of the United States, look, your president isn't a target.
But he's a subject. He could be a target. That's a crazy question to ask because if you're in the middle of an investigation.
Well, but then you play the clip of what he said on Lester Holt. I was looking at this Trump Russia stuff.
Russia. It's nuts. It's fucking bananas.
So he was on an hour this morning on Fox. And
Giuliani?
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Double down on the stormtroopers comment.
Okay. So the FBI, they're Nazis and that's bad. Okay. Good point.
He refused to apologize, making the comparison. He said, I know the New York FBI. There are no stormtroopers there. Just a group of people devoted to the rule of law and the truth. Our country would be better off if our leaders tried to be like them rather than comparing them to Nazis.
Oh. What does that mean?
He says, I know the New York FBI is Comey. This is what Comey wrote.
Oh,
I'm sorry.
Right.
Comey wrote this in the Twitter.
Okay.
As a response to Rudy. I was reading in the wrong voice.
Oh, sorry. Oh, good. What's Comey's voice? He's a baby.
Yeah. I just did a baby.
I know the New York FBI. There are no stormtroopers there, just a group of people devoted to the rule of law and the truth. Our country would be better off if our leaders tried to be like them rather than comparing them to Nazis.
So
a big fuck you from that when he was asked to respond. Rudy Giuliani said, he's a sensitive little baby.
Hey, Rudy, can I have a... I have a question. Does it, if you're trying to follow the rule of law and the Constitution, does that mean you're being a sensitive little baby?
Well, yeah, you pansy cuck.
God, what do you want him to be? You got the president of the United States is whining and dining you. You're the FBI director who's like, oh, the biggest investigation maybe of your career that you're working on right now. Can you stop it or can you ignore Mike Flynn or something? You know, yeah, you might be a little sensitive about that.
The
sensitive little baby.
Right. So then he also talked about he said if they do, he hasn't ruled out an interview with Mueller. But if they do, 2.5 hours is all they get.
Yes.
Because that's what Bill Clinton got. What the fuck does that have to do with anything?
Well, I don't know. I mean, the only thing I could figure is that it's a special prosecutor, so you can make that comparison.
Where's the rule book that says a president being called into an interview with a special prosecutor gets 2.5 hours? It doesn't exist. That's just an arbitrary number he came up with.
Yeah. Hey, did you hear Rachel?
And whataboutism, a healthy dose of Republican whataboutism.
I was listening to some Rachel Maddow this morning while I was driving through. I don't know why you guys, are there that many Christians out there that you need that many fucking churches? It's the only, my God, dude, I drove 45 minutes, not on a highway, well, like on a 2-lane. And on either side, I swear to God, every 2 minutes, there's a goddamn Pentecostal church.
Yeah.
Stop it. Can we put a moratorium on no more fucking churches?
No.
Why? It's crazy. Oh, my God. Can we have a little hedonism? I forgot my point. Oh, yeah. So I'm listening to Rachel Maddow driving past every fucking Pentecostal church on the fucking planet. And she makes this point that, shit, bless you. God, I lost my point. What are we talking about?
Maddow.
Fuck. It's on the tip of my fucking brain. Fuck me.
Can't help you.
Damn it, man.
Giuliani.
Giuliani. I don't remember. Fuck. Fuck me.
Stormy Daniels?
No. It has something to do. Oh. You know what? It has something to do with the, the subpoena. See, like, they're drawing a comparison between Clinton and this fucking thing. Clinton was subpoenaed, but then he volunteered to come in, and then they pulled out.
Yes.
Back the subpoena.
Yes.
So is that what they're talking about? Is that what Rudy's talking about? Sort of Trump being subpoenaed? Or?
I don't know if he addressed the subpoena that much. I think, or he did, and they're basically pulling the, you can't subpoena the president.
Right.
Which is some bullshit. This is where it's going to end up. It's going to end up in the Supreme Court. They better make the right fucking decision and not turn us into a goddamn fucking autocracy.
Hey, Cocaine Mitch, it all goes back to you not allowing Merrick Garland, not giving that guy his fucking confirmation hearing. You fuckhead.
His greatest moment.
You fuckhead. You are you telling me Cocaine Mitch could have saved the Trump presidency by doing that?
What do you mean?
Not letting Merrick Garland get his confirmation hearing. Allowing this fucking Gorsuch guy to stroll in there, take his spot.
No, he
maybe
he says that's his greatest achievement is fucking the country out of a rightful Supreme Court nomination for the sitting president.
You know, Cocaine Mitch, I might push back on that, by the way. I think your greatest achievement, like knowing who Mitch McConnell is, Mitch the bitch, the droopy skin, the whole bit, I think finding someone that will let you inside of them should be your greatest accomplishment, don't you think?
So what if somehow the Trump presidency survives to the third year, which is going to feel like a long time.
What year are we in now?
1.5
So we're halfway there. impossible.
That's if it doesn't. That's if it only lasts 3 years. So let's say it makes it to the third year. And, you know, one of the SCOTUSes are like, I'm done.
Right.
And now there's a new SCOTUS.
Scrotal
opening.
Scrotal. A scrotal opening?
When, let's say, the Democrats are now in charge of the House or the Senate or both. The Senate would be the important one.
Yeah.
Can you imagine the squeals from the Republicans if the Democrats say, we're not approving anybody?
Let me say
for the next year. We should let the next president decide.
Here's the problem with the progressives. That is even a question. Is insane. Fuck no. Don't do anything for this guy. Don't take a meeting. Don't take anything. Don't take a call from Schittler. Fuck him. And fuck his nominees. And fuck anybody he appoints that you got to confirm. There's no fucking reason.
But you know
that Joe Manchin, that motherfucker, voted to confirm Pompeo. Disgusting.
Well, he's got a re-election. He's got a
fuck.
He's got a win.
God, I know. But the Democrats and the progressives should do nothing to legitimize this tyrant, this bag of fucking shit. And yes, if this dick bag gets to nominate another justice, fuck that. Fuck that. If the Democrats can obstruct and not allow the hearing to come, fine, good, fuck them.
But I want to see them try to justify in any capacity they're squealing over it when all you have to say is Merrick Garland.
Right.
Well, that was different because that president was black.
You know, right? Yeah. Hey, progressives, you have to, I think we have to learn to enjoy, really savor that GOP butthurt. Do you know what I mean? Really enjoy it.
So Giuliani also has
Giuliani.
I'm going to save that one for last. So he talked about this Stormy Daniels thing, and that was the one that everybody was saying, oh, he fucked up, and Michael Avenatti was on last night and said, you know, they're fucking themselves, and Giuliani ruined everything.
Yes. Sad
for the president, but it seems like they may be going down the election violation road and maybe flinging themselves on that grenade to distract and delay from the Mueller shit.
Yes.
And that Trump is hoping to delay this until he has mutual nipple rubbing with Kim Jong-un, and that he's going to save the world, and therefore all of this will go away because his approval ratings will go up. And even if Mueller says, here's all the charges we have, the Republican Congress is going to go, but the people love him, and he's a hero, and his 18 Nobel Prizes.
And our side will say, well, we have to hand it to the president for bringing peace to Southeast Asia.
They
better not do that.
Because if his approval numbers go up, we don't get the House or the Senate, and we're right where we are now. Fucked, fucked, fucked.
I was having a conversation with a friend of mine, friend of the show, Brooke, fucking texting Messenger the other night. And he's like, he saw that Manafort story about the fucking investigation and the missiles and all that shit.
Ukraine said, we'll stop looking into the Manafort bullshit as long as Trump sells us some missiles.
You know, that made him think that Trump's going to get away with it, that story, for some reason. I mean, that's pretty ominous, right? It's pretty fucking ominous. We don't give a fuck about Manafort. We want those missiles, but I don't know. I mean, you got to feel bad for that government, right?
For Ukraine?
Yeah. I mean, didn't they got fucked by Paul Manafort.
Well, yeah.
And now they want those missiles to protect themselves from Russians. So now they got to stop the investigation.
Right.
Not care about any kind of justice for their fucking government just because they want our fucking missiles. That's fucked up.
So Giuliani, back to the Stormy Daniels thing, Giuliani, said, he admitted that first of all, he said Trump knew about it, which directly contradicts what Trump has said. And then he, which fuck it. Right. I mean, at this point, everybody knows Trump is a big stinking liar.
Right. The lying doesn't matter.
By default. So, yeah, right. I mean, Mr. President, they're going to find out you lied. I don't fucking care.
We need the
is that illegal?
Right. The only thing that would matter, lying doesn't matter. None of this shit matters. We need to find him sucking a black dick.
I'm not sure that would do it.
Oh, God. Come on. How is Jim Baker going to go on TV and tell all his idiot evangelical fans that it's okay that our president deep-throated, Lexington Steel?
That black man was possessed by the Holy Spirit, and it was God's semen going into, flowing into Donald.
Oh, flowing.
So Rudy.
Rudy. Did he fuck Stormy Daniels too, do you think, Rudy?
Ooh.
They're friends. That's not crazy, dude. They're all friends.
Poor Stormy.
Yeah.
She's got some standards. So the Giuliani said that they funneled. He used the word funneled,
right?
On which is, you know, it doesn't.
That doesn't sound good.
It's not a great connotation, right?
You're talking about doing something with money, and you say, I funneled money into...
Right.
Oh, my God. I'm not a lawyer, but that sounds suspect.
So he said they funneled it through a law firm.
They laundered it.
And then some corporation, but it was Cohen's money. But then Donald paid him back in installments for some retainer. I don't know what the fuck you're talking about. There's a three tweet long tweet.
Yes.
This morning.
Try tweet.
From the president that I was going to say we all know wasn't written by the president, but there's a spelling error in it.
Oh, shit.
And
so the guy writing for this guy.
Yeah, it's really tap dancing.
Maybe he's trying to make it sound like it's Donald with the typo. The typo is, you know, trying to make it look authentic.
So Giuliani admitting that, which Trump then confirmed in this tweet of his that I'm going to read. Report: Trump is caught in another lie. Big deal.
Yes.
But now they're saying that there could be in trouble with the Federal Election Commission for not reporting this money that was lent from Michael Cohen, allegedly.
Right.
He should have reported that as a loan to the campaign.
Even though he's just paying off Stormy Daniels?
Because he was paying off Stormy Daniels a month before the campaign. Giuliani said that on Fox and Friends. He goes, can you imagine if that got out a month before? See, he admitted the reason we paid Stormy Daniels off.
Oh, my God.
Is because it was for the campaign and it was bad timing.
You know, Trump, I think it might be better for you to not have a lawyer.
But if it's true,
rip everyone's voice box out.
That they've decided to once more unto the breach.
Yay.
But there's several breaches.
Yeah, there's
you
a lot.
You got to pick one.
Yes.
It's almost like they're doing a suicide run at the Stormy Daniels one because the Federal Election Commission is like, getting a hand job from Tinkerbell.
Well, it's not.
You don't feel anything.
It's not. Nobody gives a fuck.
Right.
There's no consequence.
They may fine him. Plus, here's something the Republicans will love. You know what other campaign was fined a few hundred thousand dollars?
Of course, it was Hillary.
By the Federal Election Commission.
Obama. What did he do?
They didn't report something.
He's fucked up.
There were some numbers they didn't report.
Okay.
Near the end of the campaign. So they were fined.
Yeah.
X number, hundreds of thousands of dollars, and they paid it off. And Fox News went nuts and said, look how evil they are. Look, the campaign's been fined by the Federal Election Commission. But right. That's all the Federal Election Commission can do. And that took 4 years. It took 4 years. So they may be saying, come get us, Federal Election Commission. Yes. The money was run through the campaign. Oopsie.
Right.
So now the Federal Election Commission is going to slap him on the dick.
Yes.
Ooh. With a feather.
Right.
And and in 4 years.
Yeah.
Meanwhile, they have a big, large flash grenade going off while Mueller is doing his shit.
You think Mike Pence is into feather play?
And they're waiting for Trump to save the universe with career.
But if they find out it was campaign money that went to pay Stormy off, that's a bigger deal. Then
that's Federal Election Commission.
That's still not that big of a deal.
Right.
Well, then who fucking cares? God.
Well, that's what this may be. He's intent that he may have said, hey, Rudy, go out there and act like an idiot.
And
leak some shit. Say some stuff that's going to cause some controversy. And people won't be talking about the other shit, other Cohen shit, and they won't be talking about Mueller.
So you think somebody on Trump's team approached Rudy and they're like, listen, we really need a heavy hitter to handle the Stormy Daniels thing. We want you to be the front man on this. You're so smart.
On everything.
And adept. Then he gets to go out there, grandstand, sounds like an idiot. They get slapped by this Federal Election Commission bullshit. Nobody gives a fuck. Nobody cares that Trump had sex with Stormy Daniels, right? Nobody gives a shit.
And then, you know, the FEC slaps him and they say, well, but Obama too. Obama did it too.
Yeah, then they're going to say, oh, okay, now we're being unduly persecuted. You guys didn't go after Obama like this, did you?
There you go.
But still the collusion.
Well, they're trying to flash grenade away from that.
That's
trying
impossible.
To. Yeah.
I mean, I was just thinking about Paul Manafort was Trump's campaign manager.
Right.
And he was found with millions and millions of dollars. Just he could nobody accounted for it from Ukraine, right?
Yeah.
Sacks of money, just cash.
Well, rubles.
Yeah, nobody.
Right.
That's a big fucking deal.
From the pro-Russian strongman leader, Yanukovych.
Right.
Who, when the people were like, we're done.
Yeah.
And overthrew that fuck.
Yes.
Slithered away and is now.
He's in Russia, right?
In Russia.
Did you hear Matt Al talking about all the shit in his fucking mansion? The weird
boat?
What? Who the fuck has a boat in the middle of a lake?
A Spanish galleon recreation that was a private restaurant for him on his property.
Yeah, but it wasn't good enough. He had to dig a lake.
One of his many properties, yeah.
He's like, I want to put a boat right there, but there's no water. Oh, no problem. Let's bring in some fucking water.
He was, literally looting.
I got a golden toilet I'm going to shit in.
He and his buddies were just looting the public coffers like Trump wants to do here.
Yeah, Paul Manafort took some of your fucking money.
So he also,
yes.
This is. He called Comey a pervert.
Who did?
Rudy.
Why? Why is Comey a perv? I get it. Yes, he's a sensitive little baby because he's a law enforcement officer and he wants people to follow the law. I guess that makes him a sensitive little baby. Why is he a perv? Didn't Rudy hook up with his fucking cousin?
Wait a second. Let me see.
I mean, and you're representing Trump. I mean, if you're calling people pervs, dude.
Even Hannity is taken aback when Rudy admits that that Trump paid off Stormy.
Yes.
An appearance stuffed with odd factual errors, like saying no president had ever before been subpoenaed. That's not true.
Okay.
Sweeping claims about criminal Hillary Clinton. He also said disgraceful liar and very perverted man, James Comey.
Disgraceful liar and very perverted man. Wait, wait, wait. Is this Giuliani or Trump? They're similar.
I know it's hard. This is Julie.
Giuliani said that?
Yes.
A very, we say that like he said. Please.
A very perverted man.
Say it!
He's very perverted. Here's Rudy on Hannity.
Having something to do with paying some Stormy Daniels woman $130,000? I mean, which is going to turn out to be perfectly legal. That money was not campaign money. Sorry, I'm giving you a fact now that you don't know. It's not campaign money. No campaign finance violation. So
they funneled it through the law firm.
Funneled through the law firm, and then the president repaid it.
Oh, I didn't know he did.
Yeah.
There's no campaign finance law.
Oh, I mean, that's big news. The president repaid it. We didn't know that.
But why? If he's...
And Hannity's like, I don't know how to react to that. This is real news. What do I do? How do I cover for the president?
You should be. Hey, Hannity, you fuck. Don't you see how you're a fuck? You should be happy. If any normal reporter would have got someone to say any of this shit, they would have been over the moon. They would have jumped on it. Right?
Yeah, but even Fox and Friends and even Hannity, I mean, just with kind of regular questions, these idiots step on their own shit minds.
Right, right. Imagine, Rudy, if someone from the BBC were interviewing you right now, you would be crying. He would be crying. And if it's so, you're right. When he says it was funneled through a law firm, funneled. That sounds suspicious. Why use the word funneled, dickhead? That sounds suspect, doesn't it?
I have an open mind about Mueller. I don't about Comey. I closed my mind against him. I know how much better. And I have the... This is a transcript.
Good
so,
God.
I know how much better. And I have the indignity of having hired him.
Is that Giuliani?
Yeah, for his first big job. I'm embarrassed that I hired him. And then Hannity says...
Yeah, yeah.
He said Hillary deeply respects the rule of law. Comey said that. And that's when Giuliani says, wow, this is a very perverted man. Because he called Comey perverted because Comey said Hillary respects the rule of law.
This is insane.
Gasp.
Oh, my God. This is nuts.
He also, let me see if I can find this actual tape. He also said, when asked about Ivanka, Hannity, like I said, stumbled into some okay questions. And Hannity did say, well, what about the kids? What if Mueller starts subpoenaing the kids?
Ooh, yes.
And things like that.
I'm sorry, but they have jobs at the fucking White House. They just don't show up on Bring Daughter to Work Day. You know what I mean?
Well, right. I'm trying to find the tape. Let's see if I can find the actual audio of him.
Yeah, and aren't they central to this whole thing, like the collusion? I love it, and it wasn't supposedly Ivanka with her dad when he fucking composed the infamous email.
Giuliani comes up with this fucked up,
yeah,
sexist bullshit.
Yeah,
about, well, it's you know, he says Jared's disposable.
Ah!
men are disposable,
right?
But a fine woman, like he says, America won't stand for it if Mueller goes after pristine, lovely Ivanka.
Hey, Rudy, why? Why? They can't.
It's so bizarre. Who the fuck is she? She's a goddamn special advisor to the president. She is not Chelsea Clinton, 13 right. years old, with braces on. Right. This asshole is being sent around the world as a representative of our government.
She goes in place of fucking Tillerson, right? When he was the Secretary of State, she showed up somewhere he was going to be.
Right.
It's crazy.
So, yeah, he said that can't be. He said Trump can't be subpoenaed.
God damn, is there anything like? It's just crazy. It's just like it's nothing this guy Giuliani won't say.
Well, right.
I think he's crazier than Donald Trump.
Yeah, he calls her a fine woman.
Oh my god. Fine woman.
You know, men are disposable, but a fine piece of ass. A fine woman.
Yeah, Ivanka's too hot to go to jail.
Like Ivanka.
Ivanka.
Ivanka Trump, I think I would get on my charger and go right into, run into their offices with a lance.
What?
If they go after her. If they do of Ivanka. If they do Ivanka. You know, it's the wording there.
If they do Ivanka. I want to watch.
Which I doubt they will.
I'm going to run in there with my big torrid lance, spear.
The whole country will turn on him. They're going to go after his daughter? And Hannity says, well, what about the son-in-law? They talked about him.
Yes.
And Giuliani says, Jared is a fine man. What? You know that. But men are, you know, disposable.
Nobody.
A fine woman like Ivanka? Come on.
I think... Yes. Jizz everywhere, by the way.
A fine woman. Ivanka.
Right. I think when we're describing people that work in the White House or with Trump, I think we dispense of the word fine. We don't need that word. That word doesn't apply. Sorry.
You're a quality human.
Fine. Oh, what a quality human being Ivanka is. She's an oligarch that uses sweatshop labor. And now, for some fucking reason, she has a job in the White House.
Yeah.
And on top of that, we're saddled with her shitty fucking husband with his loserly fucking real estate deals on 666 what the fuck ever. They're not fine. There's nothing fine about those two bags of shit.
But how about that imagery? We're just going to ride in with a lance. Maybe it's a guy named Lance.
I'm riding in with
Lance. He's one of my lawyers. One of my young lawyers named Lance.
Oh, my God. Is Rudy by? I don't know. I'm just wondering. I don't know why.
Wait, let me see if this
is gross to think of him in any way sexually. And it's just like
Trump. I think I would get on my charger and go right into their offices with a lance if they go after Ivanka.
I at this point, sir, I honestly agree with you. I fear for the country. Let me go through.
Now, if they do Ivanka, which I doubt they will, the whole country will turn on him. They're going after his daughter.
What about his son-in-law? They talked about him.
I guess Jared is a fine man. You know that. But men are, you know, disposable. But a fine woman like Ivanka, come on.
Gross. A fine woman like Ivanka, come on.
Wait. I mean,
what is wrong with these people?
They're Republicans.
What century are these people fucking living in?
Welcome to the 1950s. This is like, what is that?
Mad Men.
Mad Men. This is the world of Mad Men. Look at my big flesh lance.
The country won't stand for going after a fine piece of tail like Ivanka.
There's all kinds of, there's weird layers of misogyny there, right? Like, by the way, if Ivanka finds herself in trouble, she needs to wait for Rudy Giuliani, some dude, to ride in with his flesh lance to save her. She's incapable.
Because Rudy, whenever you think of chivalry,
flesh lance
and honor, you imagine Rudy Giuliani in shining plate mail,
right,
riding up with a gleaming lance.
God, that's crazy. You're insane. Right. Now I believe this theory that they don't give a shit about the Stormy Daniels stuff. This is a flash bang grenade fucking thing.
Yeah, I really think that,
because they hired Rudy as a fucking clown to say crazy shit. The thing is they have too much going on. They need more than one person out there saying crazy shit.
Well,
that's what's happening.
Yeah. And somebody who believes in the Trumpian style. Like, the what? Real lawyers were like, you can't, Mr. President, you can't do that. Mr. President, you can't fire Mueller. Mr. President, you shouldn't tweet this. And Trump's like, fuck you. Fuck you.
Rudy doesn't care. He's just the same way, right?
Rudy's out trumping Trump.
Look at my flesh, Lance. I'm going to save Ivanka.
So
that's so fucked up, man.
Trump's tweet storm this morning.
Yes.
National Day of Prayer. I just can't handle it.
Are we supposed to be praying right now? We're not praying. Kate, I need you to pray. Wake up and pray.
Ignoring. Just reading back. He's such an asshole. 18 hours ago, Ainsley Earhart. Ainsley Earhart, a truly great person.
Right.
Just wrote a wonderful book, which I will never read. Which I can't read.
Who's looking for a book from Ainsley? Who's looking for that?
Called
Who the fuck is reading that?
The Light Within Me, which is doing really well. She is very special.
I made a flashlight disappear.
And so is her new book.
Yeah.
Bring it to number one. He is pushing a book. The president is selling.
That's illegal.
A book.
That's illegal, right?
From his state-run propaganda firm.
Oh, my God.
You know when he had his oiled up roll around fest with Emmanuel Macron.
Oh, oui, oui.
Emmanuel.
Oh.
I love Emmanuel.
I slipped him the tongue.
That they had that big state dinner. You know who was sitting right there at the big table?
Who?
Rupert fucking Murdoch.
God damn, guys. What are we fucking doing on this fucking planet? That guy's evil.
So, how is this... How is this legal?
I don't know.
His morning suck fest that he watches every morning.
Selling Ainsley's book.
And he's telling people to buy it. Bring it to number one.
Listen, I'm going to say this. No one is going to, people will buy her book. Sure. No one's going to read it. Not the whole thing. Bullshit. I call bullshit. No one's going to read. Who the
Go
fuck?
Go to crabdiving.com/Amazon if you want to
buy it.
Earhart's new book.
I guarantee you no one reads it cover to cover. No fucking way. They're not going to read it. Who the fuck wants to read her book? I don't mean to be an asshole. Name me one person. I can't think of anybody that read that fucking book.
It's not high on my want list.
Why is she writing a book? God, that, you know, Ainsley, you're disgusting. It's not enough you sit there at Fox and Friends propping up a Nazi and a fascist regime. All you got to do is read a fucking teleprompter. I imagine it's easy money. Now you paid off it's a ghostwriter. She didn't write that fucking book. Please.
The celebrated Fox News star and number one New York Times best-selling author.
Who? Wait!
And author.
She already has a best-selling book.
Offers a powerful,
oh,
uplifting look at her life and her spiritual journey, reflecting on her family, her faith, and her successful career.
Now you're making the case for people should just stop learning how to read.
In her best-selling children's book,
Blech.
Take Heart, My Child.
Oh, my God.
Ainsley Earhart drew on her childhood and the inspirational notes her father wrote her before school each morning.
Oh, okay. Good for you.
In this moving memoir,
She
reminisces about growing up with a father who loved his children unconditionally. None of them were gay.
God damn.
And a cherished model of parenthood she has adopted with her own daughter. How her Christian faith has shaped her life and the dynamic journalism career. Journalism, you're on Fox. That has made her a trusted household name.
Oh my God. I don't know what to say. Can you imagine a young kid reading this fascist fucking book? How evil.
Oh my God, this is such bullshit.
Who wants to read your fucking book? Nobody.
From her insightful political coverage, including a sit-down with Melania Trump, to her powerful reporting covering some of the most headline-making national events.
Oh, fuck.
To her live coverage, including Pope Francis's visit to New York. Ainsley considers her career and factors that have propelled her to the top of her field. Becoming a co-host of Fox and Friends and a contributor to Hannity.
Bleh, bleh.
Oh, God, she crows God, about being a contributor to Hannity.
If you read this book, anyone listening, yes, buy it on Amazon through our crab diving portal. Don't read it.
Oh, but
it, yes,
but Ryan?
Yes?
It is filled with inspirational quotes taken from Scripture.
Okay.
And illustrated with 16 pages of never-before-seen photos.
Of what?
Of the light within her.
Apparently. Wait, I get to look at pictures of you and your favorite Bible verses. Oh, please, please, Kate, run down to Barnes & Noble. Buy me a copy right now.
Her memoir is...
Who the fuck gives a shit about
infused
this?
...infused with her spiritual beliefs and will touch the hearts of all her fans,
yeah. Infuse
reminding
me.
Them to count the blessings God has given them every day of their lives.
Oh, fuck your God. Your God's silly. God, hey, listen, the fact that you're a best-selling author means God is a fucking silly person. God, this is silly. It's silly that you let Ainsley Earhart be a best-selling author. How fucking silly of you.
A truly great person.
Trump said that. He called Ainsley a truly great person.
This is his stellar review of her.
Great.
Of her book.
Sorry, Trump. I don't mean to take you seriously, but you called Duterte fantastic, right? He's got kill lists.
He's a bang up guy, yeah.
Fantastic. He's fantastic the way he kills people.
And he tweeted something about China. Then this morning,
China,
11 hours ago, Mr. Cohen, an attorney. See, this is why you know it's not him, but they still made a spelling error and they've left it up. Mr. Cohen, an attorney, received a monthly retainer, not from the campaign and having nothing to do with the campaign, from which he entered into, through reimbursement, a private contract between two parties known as a non-disclosure agreement NDA.
It's so normal. Lots of people that have affairs with their wives have these NDAs and then pay them $130,000 to shut the fuck up. How normal.
These agreements are ... Turn the tweet.
Okay.
Very common.
No, they're not!
Among celebrities and people of wealth.
Yes.
In this case, it is full force and effect. It is in full force and effect and will be used in arbitration for damages against Ms. Clifford, parentheses Daniels.
We know who she is. Thank you. Thank you for the clarification. We know who the fuck she is, dickhead.
This does sound like him. The agreement was used to stop the false and extortionist accusations made by her about an affair.
Oh, shit.
Now, that's interesting wording. Because she said it was a fuck fest, a one-time gross coupling that they engaged in.
Right.
One-time deal, not an affair.
Yeah.
So it's interesting that he, or whoever wrote this for him, uses the term affair.
Yeah.
But he also says false and extortionist accusations. So I'm sure Avenatti, who filed lawsuit the other day, a second suit against Trump for some of his tweets, calling her a liar for the sketch. So they sued him for that, for defamation. Now he's going to probably sue him again for this by saying these are lies. It's an extortionist accusation made by her about an affair. But didn't Avenatti hint to the fact that she might have some proof? Not a cummy dress or anything, but like pictures or something? Or
I thought Stormy Daniels was suing him for defamation.
Yes. For calling her a liar about the sketch.
Oh, the sketch. God damn
it. Original suit is for to get out of this NDA.
It's so confusing. This is nuts. He's saying, God damn it, Donald.
Everybody does this.
It's not common.
Stephanie Ruhle this morning on MSNBC was like, she goes, I've never paid anyone to be quiet about me. I don't have have a lawyer on retainer that covers up things for me.
Yeah, yeah. And she's a celebrity.
Yeah.
I don't think this is normal. What do we always say about the Trump presidency? Everybody says that mantra. This is not normal. Yeah. None of this shit is normal. It's not normal. How many NDAs did Obama have flying around with porn stars that he banged right after Michelle Obama had Malia? How many? Name them.
All right.
It's normal, right? It's common. And Ainsley, I'm so sorry to get back to this. It breaks my heart that you live on a planet where someone gives you a book deal, that there's enough fucking idiots out there. If you're reading Ainsley's book, ask yourself, have I read everything by Henry Miller? Have I read The Diary of Anne Frank?
Oh, come on.
I'm serious. Have I read The Great Gatsby?
That's about Jews, isn't it?
Have I read The Sun Also Fucking Rises?
Read that one.
Have I read To Kill a Mockingbird?
That makes white people look bad.
Well, listen, dude.
They want to ban that one.
I just kind of feel like a dickhead. You're going to spend all that time reading this fucking Ainsley's book where she gives you her favorite. God damn, the reading level that you must operate. I was like, I'm going to read Ainsley's book. I'm interested in the section where she rattles off her favorite Bible verses. And then I get to see pictures of her fucking face I've never seen in the past. I just don't think sometimes when these idiot politicians and these dumbass, some of these fucking shitty journalists, when they write a book, I don't think enough is made of how fucking ridiculous it is that someone thinks they're worth reading their book.
Well, yeah.
I just can't imagine.
Make your money.
I mean, you're not Tom Brokaw. No offense. You're not Rachel Maddow. I'd read a Rachel Maddow book. You're Ainsley on Fox and Friends. What are you going to write about? Well, what do you write about?
They've got their people who will apparently read her shit. It's very religious.
Well, I just can't imagine. I don't know. Does Steve Doocy have a book?
Oh, I'm sure.
What?
Sure.
No.
I'm sure all of them have books.
Brian Kilmeade? Come on. Not Brian.
Brian Kilmeade does have books, yeah.
Tell me this. If Jesse Waters has a book, I'm jumping out the fucking window. It won't kill me, but it'll hurt real bad. I am running through that window. I'm breaking through the glass in my face if Jesse Waters has a fucking book.
Well, I don't know. I'm gonna look that one up.
Oh God. By the way, go
Tales from the Dad Side by Steve Doocy.
What the fucking fuck? Oh God, how depressing. How shitty.
A humorous autobiography filled with stories of what it's been like as a dad and son.
God, what is unique about your story? You're a right-wing conservative dickhead that sits on a stool. You sit there and you shit out whatever's on that fucking teleprompter. Same with Ainsley. Why does that make you worthy of a fucking book? Where's their investigative journalism? I'm serious. Are you Dan Rather?
Go to crabdiving.com/Amazon to download all these wonderful books.
God, Ainsley, who the fuck do you think you are? Barbara Wawa? Do you think you're Barbara fucking Wawa? You're not. You're not even Jane fucking Pauly.
Oh, boy.
Sorry, Jane.
Poor Jane.
Whatever.
Jane getting some collateral damage.
I would read a book by Kathy Lee Gifford before I would read Ainsley's book. Easy, right?
This is not.
God damn. I mean,
This is a different Jesse Waters. Yeah, okay.
He doesn't have a book. Jesse Waters
this,
doesn't
no,
have
this
a fucking
is a,
book.
This is a Jesse Waters with one T. I was like, wait a second. It's a poetry compilation. I'm what? Like, this is not... There once was a man from Nantucket whose dick was so long he could suck it.
Jesse Waters is like, yeah, I have a book. Half of it is about all my experiences making fun of Asian
people.
There's
no hilarious. Jesse. Unfortunately, not yet. There's no Jesse Waters.
There will be. There will be.
Oh, sure. Sure, sure, sure.
Brian Kilmeade's probably got a fucking book. How I suck. How I suck total fucking shit. My fucking shit story. Buy it. I suck.
Totally exhausting. This Trumpian bullshit. So that's just Giuliani. We've just kind of gotten through.
Yeah,
only
yeah,
Rudy.
Yeah.
The last 24 hours of Rudy.
Listen to
is
these
what
idiots.
We've gotten through.
Not to belabor it, but how many books does Giuliani have? I mean, 20,000?
Oh, he's got, you know, God. He's got books. He's got books.
Right. Of course.
There's other news. Yeah. Meanwhile, other shit going on a little bit.
Giuliani's calling Comey a perv. Meanwhile, he did marry his cousin or hooked up with his cousin, dated his cousin Giuliani, right?
Something like that. Yeah.
Okay. I'm just pointing that out. That's fine.
Meanwhile, Summer Zervos.
Yes.
You may recall that name. She is a former contestant from The Apprentice. One of the accusers of Donald Trump of grabby
oh
pussy
my
assault
gosh.
Kind of stuff.
Right. How nice.
She's the one who's suing. Maybe she was the one you were thinking of. She's the one that's suing Trump for defamation first.
Oh, yeah. You're right, dude. You're right.
Because during the campaign, he said they're all a pack of liars and I'm going to turn around and sue them.
See, the problem is he said all. There's a lot of them and you can get them confused, right?
So now the lawyer for Summer Zervos, who was suing Trump for defamation in New York,
yes,
said that they've issued subpoenas,
okay,
to MGM, Metro-Goldwyn-Mayer,
right,
which owns the archives for The Apprentice.
God. Yes.
And they've issued subpoenas to the Beverly Hills Hotel, which is where she said Trump got all gropey McGrope pants on her.
Well, if I remember this one correctly, this was particularly creepy. According to her, Trump laid on top of her or something, and there was a fruit basket involved or some bullshit.
I think
bullshit.
There was a fruit basket.
I brought
yeah.
her a fruit basket, yeah. And then I dry humped her. What's the problem?
You got a pair.
I gave her... I paid off her sexual... If I sexually assault you, I will give you a fruit basket. Oh, what a creep.
She was one of more than 10 women who came forward during the campaign accusing Trump of inappropriate sexual conduct.
More than 10
He denied
women.
All of the claims.
Oh, of course.
She famously revealed her account during an emotional news conference just weeks before the election, accusing Trump of forcibly kissing her.
I remember that.
At meetings in New York and California as she sought his mentorship after her run on The Apprentice.
Not that it matters, but when you hear these accusers tell their story, do they not sound credible? They sound credible to me. It doesn't sound like they're making shit up.
So in the subpoena issued yesterday, the lawyer for Summer Zervos, Marianne Wang.
Wang? Wang. Marianne Wang?
Marianne Wang asked MGM to turn over all documents, video, or audio featuring Zervos or Trump talking about Zervos.
Wow. How do you find that shit?
The subpoena also seeks any recording in which Trump speaks of women in any sexual or inappropriate manner.
Oh, my God. What? We're going to need an extra large hard drive up in this bitch. Lots of gigabytes.
And the hotel subpoena, they're asking for details of when Trump was there and shit and his stay. And probably if they ever found cum stains all over the room or something.
Well, sure. Listen, how many times did this happen with Obama? This happens a lot, right? Often.
Sure,
we're gonna need any recordings
so many
of
times
Obama.
We don't know of any. It's so blinding.
I mean, it's literally like you're asking, listen, if you guys have any recordings of Trump raping anyone, please send it over.
So Summer Zervos.
Yes.
Is that suit is continuing. Her defamation suit.
God,
Trump calling her a liar.
Listen, she sounded credible. I remember that press conference.
That was with Gloria Allred, I think, right? And she was, yeah.
She was in the gazebo. They met in the gazebo, and he's rolling all around on top of her, right?
Yeah, one of the cottages at the Beverly Hills Hotel.
Yeah.
Gross. Also in the news, it just keeps piling on for our beloved, wonderful, cuddly bear EPA director, Scott Pruitt.
Okay, yeah. I forgot about him. All that shit. Yes.
That was last week.
Does he still now?
That he was testifying.
He's still in his job?
Sure.
He hasn't quit?
No.
Does he use all this shit? Does he get, how many times this week has he been invaded in his office?
And had to hide behind his bulletproof desk or hide in his cone of silence? I don't know.
Shit, dude.
So he's being investigated
from...
I think Maddow said 17 or one of the pundits on telly said there are no less than 17 violations or different investigations of different things into him already.
Dang, Pruitt. Let me ask you something. All these investigations into your shenanigans, you're dealing with all that. How do you have time to protect our environment? you know, it's actually probably better because he's never protecting the environment, right?
It depends on your definition of protecting.
Because he would be dismantling shit right now if he wasn't dealing with this other bullshit.
He's still dismantling shit.
Oh, God, you suck.
So now it's out that the New York Times is reporting.
Yes.
That when he was an Oklahoma State Senator, Scott Pruitt did not disclose that he was sharing a house with a lobbyist that did business with the state of Oklahoma.
But he was paying. He was paying a rate to stay there in D.C., in the middle of D.C.
No.
Oh, no. This is different.
Back when he was a state senator Oklahoma, he was sharing a house with a lobbyist there.
Yes.
They bought a house together.
Oh, okay.
In Oklahoma City. He bought it with Justin Whitefield, who is a lobbyist representing companies that were looking to change the state's workers' comp rules.
Whitefield.
You know that wasn't pro workers'
compensation. No. God, no. Yes. Absolutely.
Which, coincidentally, Pruitt also championed those same causes as a state senator.
Oh, wow.
Hmm.
Wow, how fucking weird. It seems like Scott Pruitt's MO is like, hey, douchebags, why are you guys paying to stay in places? Just make a lobbyist pay for you.
The home that the two purchased was registered to a shell company, all these fucking shell corporations, that they owned along with four other associates.
Yes. It's just, it's money to funnel, it's ways to launder your dirty fucking money. You can have a cone of silence. You could have bulletproof lampshades, any kind of car. You can have your own private army. Just get a job in the government.
He never publicly disclosed that one of the co-owners and sometimes housemate was a lobbyist.
Right. God. So he's just been doing this his whole career. So it's got to be weird when people give a shit all of a sudden, right? Is that what's going on here? Like,
two of the other owners of the house in Oklahoma were Kenneth Wagner, Pruitt's law school friend, who now coincidentally works for the EPA.
Oh, shit.
I think that's one of the buddies that he got the big giant
raise
for that the White House said no. And then he went behind the back and snuck around some other budget.
And then they all went to Paris, right? Great.
And Disneyland.
Why the fuck did they go to Disneyland? I know we've been over this. We got a team from the EPA. They need to check him out and his family.
But it was all of his stupid security.
Well, maybe they're checking the park out. I mean, Disney has environmental impacts on the area that it's in. They got to have the right pH balance in the Pirates of the Caribbean ride.
Right. A lot of kids pissing in the lazy river.
Oh my God, it's a small world. Can't be too small.
So it seems like this has become a habit. Scott Pruitt has been corrupt as fuck his whole goddamn fucking career.
Yeah, so now he's got to be confused. Like, why do people give a shit about this now?
Not even hiding it.
No, why would he?
Not even remotely.
See, that's what happens when you get motherfuckers from Alabama and Oklahoma, shenanigans. You get shenanigans. There's always shenanigans
there's
there.
A lot of shenanigans going on. No, it's saying that apparently Paul Ryan is slithering away from firing the chaplain.
Come on, Paul, what's your problem? You thought he was a big enough issue that you had to get rid of him. Now you don't.
Paul Ryan has backed down on his controversial decision to dismiss the House chaplain, saying he will let Father Pat Conroy stay on through the rest of his term.
What a spineless motherfucker this Paul Ryan is. What a cowardly, spineless fucknut. Wow.
I've seen, jello molds that have more spine.
I mean, I think it's nice that now the guy's not getting fired. You know, he did pray for poor people, and there's not a lot of that going around. He did the right thing.
Ryan issued a statement, said that he accepted the request from Conroy to rescind his resignation letter, which Paul Ryan had asked him to submit.
Paul Ryan's like, you're fired. And then the Padre comes back and say, hey, I'd like to rescind my firing. And then Paul Ryan says,
okay, I've accepted Father Conroy's letter and decided that he will remain in his position as chaplain of the house. My original decision was made in what I believe to be the best interest of this institution. To be clear, that decision was based on my duty to ensure that the house has the kind of pastoral services that it deserves.
Hey, Paul, fuck you, you spineless twunt. Slither away, go off into the background, and then you're gonna like ride in with your flesh lance and try to be president the next election, right? Is that what's going on?
That's what he's gonna do.
You're disgusting.
He's gonna borrow Giuliani's lance.
You're disgusting.
Spittle all over it.
Oh yeah. God.
Ugh. So there you go. I mean, that's.
Do you remember the GOP back in the day during the 2016 election? They wanted to write this dickhead in, Paul Ryan. Remember that?
Oh yeah, yeah. How humiliating! He lost a fight over firing the fucking house chaplain. Yeah. What a scumbag Paul Ryan is! What a slithering, slimy little slug of a dickwad he is.
If you want to get depressed, do what I did. I went on YouTube.
Sure.
And I listened to...
way too giddy and happy right now.
I listened to Obama's correspondence dinner speech.
Oh, come on.
The last one he did.
Is that the one where he shit on Trump or was it the one before that? Yeah. He shit on Trump.
Yeah, but he made the joke about Paul Ryan. He was like, and here's your choice. He was talking about the choice for dinner. You've got fish or chicken. That's your choice. You can't write in Paul Ryan.
Nice.
God, Obama's such a good speaker. It's just. And listen to that. Listen to that garbage Trump puked out. That victim. Oh, look at me. I'm a big Christian victim speech at the prayer breakfast or whatever the fuck it was.
Well, yeah.
Disgusting.
Very prayer breakfasty.
It's like we live in Iran.
Thanks for joining us, everybody. Don't forget we're here 2 to 4 p.m. Pacific, 5 to 7 Eastern, live every goddamn weekday.
Yay!
And then we're out as a podcast at iTunes and Stitcher and your favorite app.
Right.
Thanks for your thumbs up and shit.
Here's my app.
We appreciate it.
Oh, wee. Hey, did you see that guy get punch himself in the face, that baseball player?
That baseball player.
Isn't that the funniest?
Strange,
I saw that game, and, like, he just gave up a big run, Ken Giles. And on his way back into the dugout, he hits himself in the fucking face.
No issues there. No mental problems there whatsoever.
I just thought that was funny.
Yesterday we did the story of
the Republican,
of course, candidate for Senate, one of the Republican candidates for Senate in West Virginia.
Fuck you, boy.
Former coal executive, current convicted felon.
Yes.
I'm not even sure.
Blankenship, whatever the fuck is.
Yeah, the guy who owned ran a mining company that's gotta be a felon. I don't need to pay attention to your silly safety laws. And then there was an explosion that killed 20 something miners.
What happened? Oopsie.
He was found somehow only mildly responsible because he only did like a year in jail.
How would it not be?
Because he's a rich felony. White guy.
God damn.
Well, he's running for Senate in West Virginia. I think it was Brett Baer? It was one of the Foxies.
Brett Baer. He's a big shithead, right?
That was helping run the debate in West Virginia.
Boo.
And he actually asked a really nasty good question of this guy. He said, you live in Nevada. Your probation officer is in Nevada. Yet you're here running for West Virginia Senate. Why should people, you know, it was like that kind of question. So this Don Blankenship asshole.
Yeah. If you get all pissed off.
We talked about how he had referred to Mitch McConnell's father as a China person.
Oh, yeah. Father-in-law, right?
Father-in-law.
Yes.
And also in an ad called Mitch McConnell Cocaine Mitch.
That's my favorite.
Because one of the ships that belonged to father-in-law person from China.
China.
Elaine Chao's dad.
You were a person from China.
Is one of his ships was caught with a few million dollars worth of cocaine.
Oopsie.
Headed to Europe, I believe.
Right. Way to fuck up, Cocaine Mitch.
Somehow Mitch becomes Cocaine Mitch to this Blankenship guy.
Yeah.
It's kind of great when these hideous Republicans start using their own evil bullshit against each other.
It's lovely.
It's spectacular to watch.
It's lovely. You know, I'm so sorry. You bring up Mitch and you mention his father-in-law and Elaine and all that. Whenever we talk about Mitch McConnell and Elaine Chao, I have to look up pictures of Elaine because it's like...
She's a normal-looking person.
She's attractive. I mean, you know, not to make it about that, but God. I mean, look at them side by side. It doesn't make any fucking sense. Look at him. Is it the fact that he's just such a spectacular fucking asshole?
Sure. And look at him.
Just so ugly.
Well, there's a new ad.
Yes.
Blankenship also, at this debate, said he can't see why there's anything wrong with saying China person.
What's wrong if you're, God.
I mean, you know, there are people who are Europe persons. There are people who are African persons. He tried to tap dance away from
it. Listen, Don, I don't know if you're aware of this, and you're from wherever, West Virginia, Nevada, who gives a fuck? We live in a racist, very racist country right now, and the racists are, in fact, emboldened by our embarrassment in chief. And so what we need from our leaders is to have them not sound remotely racist, right? Do I have a point?
Well.
Okay.
Hi, I'm Don Blankenship, candidate for U.S. Senate, and I approve this message. Swamp Captain Mitch McConnell has created millions of jobs for China people.
Dude, you
Swamp Captain Mitch
what does
McConnell.
That mean? Swamp Captain.
The camp. The swamp. He's
the swamp
that's supposed to be drained.
He's a captain of the swamp. But God, dude, I mean.
Swamp Captain Mitch McConnell has created lots of jobs for China people.
You know, Mr. Blankenship, I don't know if that, yeah, that's obviously racist to say. I mean, it sounds fucked up. It also sounds stupid. I don't know what it's saying. Is it more stupid or more racist? I don't know.
Hi, I'm Don Blankenship, candidate for U.S. Senate, and I approve this message.
Swamp Captain Mitch McConnell has created millions of jobs for China people. While doing so, Mitch has gotten rich. In fact, as China...
I'm not playing that music
China people.
To make fun of him in the background. That's the music he put on his own ad.
You know what? I know I say lots of mean things about Joe Manchin, but you're right. How does that guy get elected? Right?
Doing so, Mitch has gotten rich. In fact, his China family has given him tens of millions
China
of dollars.
China family!
Mitch's swamp people are now running false snake. China family has given him tens of millions of dollars. Mitch's swamp people are now running false negative ads against me. They are also childishly calling me despicable and mentally ill. The war to drain the swamp and create jobs for West Virginia people.
They're calling me despicable and mentally ill.
Right.
I might not recommend that as for a campaign ad.
If I'm voting in West Virginia, I have a serious question. How does this motherfucker run my state and, like, fulfill his obligation to his parole officer that lives in Nevada?
Well, he's going to have his parole transferred, right?
I don't fucking know.
Your senator has to check in with his parole officer.
Hey, dickhead, ask him how they do it in Alabama. I'm sure they've had an instance of that. No problem. Or Florida or Georgia.
He isn't sadly in third place though for the primary so far.
The war to drain the swamp and create jobs for West Virginia people has begun. I will beat Joe Manchin and ditch cocaine Mitch for the sake of the kids.
He's holding, I hope they're like relatives of his, but he's got two little blonde haired girls that he's holding. This is for the sake of the children.
For my white children. Listen, I'm for any negativity about Mitch McConnell. That motherfucker, he's the reason we don't have Merrick Garland. So
China family.
Fuck him and fuck Mitch.
His China family. But do you really giving think, him millions of dollars?
I don't know if Cocaine Mitch, yes, hilarious nickname. But I don't know if it's rooted in any kind of fucking reality. By the way, go look up images of Elaine Chao and just scroll through it. There's one that makes me laugh, and I'm sorry. It's like he's sitting next to Bill Clinton, and you're like, oh, man. Bill, I don't know what you're doing there.
Tune in tomorrow, everybody. It's Faithless Friday. I've already got a pretty awesome Jim Baker clip teed up for tomorrow. I figured I'd save it for Faithless Friday. This one you'll love, Ryan.
Oh, okay.
We haven't talked about this guy in a while, but this is a guy
fuck you.
who makes Wayne LaPierre look anti-gun.
Oh, God. Who the
this
fuck
is Larry
this?
Pratt, who the NRA is too cuckified.
Oh, yeah.
He runs the Gun Owners of America.
Oh, my God.
Group, which... make the NRA look like
it's a different
bunch of Antifa cuckfest.
Wait, they're different than the NRA.
It's a different group, right? But nuttier.
How much Russian dollars did they funnel into Donald Trump's fucking campaign? I wonder. Are they as treasonous as the NRA?
So he was on the he was on a podcast of a former Missouri Republican state representative.
Yes.
Named Cynthia Davis. Her podcast is called Homefront with Cynthia Davis. Here is Larry Pratt. She asks him what he thinks about this whole Parkland students.
Oh, God.
Protesting and specifically. David Hogg,
right?
Who we haven't heard of in 4 or 5 minutes. The right has found apparently. Right now they're hating on that comedian Michelle Wolf
from
the correspondence dinner.
I mean, what do you want? You know, listen, Michelle Wolf. If you listen to that set, she's a bar comic. That's a bar comic.
Is she
in the course? Like, listen to her. I mean, she sounds like she's a fucking New York bar comic. You know what I mean?
Well, yeah, you're an insider. So.
Oh, yes.
Here is Larry Pratt on
right
of the Gun Owners of America, Nutjob Dickwad, talking about David Hogg and the Parkland anti-gun evil communists.
Let me get one idea from you about David Hogg. So we have this boy who went to a school in Florida, and apparently he wasn't even there when the tragedy
occurred. It's not true. He was there!
So why are people saying he's not? What bullshit is this?
Because it's
a lie.
Because it's on 4chan. Or it's somewhere in Reddit, some subreddit where they're like, he wasn't even fucking there.
You guys, you dickheads, it makes me so sad that your idea, this evangelical hell that you always talk about people burning in, doesn't exist. Because goddammit, if there was a hell, you would all be roasting in it for making fun of these kids and denigrating these fucking kids. Fuck you.
It's just not true. It's a lie.
Right.
It's a lie and a bullshit conspiracy theory.
It's stupid. He was there. He was fucking there.
But here on this asshole's podcast, she's spewing out as fact. Well, apparently he wasn't even there.
Apparently. Take the word apparently. Shove it up your ass.
Who went to a school in Florida, and apparently he wasn't even there when the tragedy occurred.
According to what he said himself, he was either in a classroom in another building away from the shooter, or he got on his bicycle and rode to school when he heard that there was a shooting going on.
No. He may have been in another classroom on the same campus. Maybe he wasn't in the room when bullets were flying. He was at the school and was locked down and hiding. He may not have been hiding under a body at the time.
Right.
We're sorry, Republicans, that he wasn't enough of a victim for you.
How terrifying. Even if you're in, I don't give a fuck. You're in a school. I don't care what building you're in. Somebody's shooting off an AR-15. It's so terrifying. Unreal. The cops can't even do anything because they're outgunned by this motherfucker. So what? He's in a different building. He's on the school ground, you dick.
Building away from the shooter, or he got on his bicycle and rode to school when he heard that there was a shooting going on. So he can't even tell the same story about what he was doing in the same rather memorable time frame. I think, you know, I can tell you exactly what I was doing and where I was.
Who cares?
When
Who cares
I heard on the radio that the World Trade Center had actually collapsed because of the plane that hit it.
Let's invoke 9/11 just to, you know, moisten the crotches of all the old people listening.
God, I just have to say something that's so, I just have to say this again. It's like, why do the Republicans feel like kids that were victims in a school shooting that attended a school where there was a shooting, why do they feel like they aren't allowed to speak out about it?
Because they're speaking out against guns. But if they were claiming that they weren't allowed to pray to Jesus at lunchtime, these students need to be heard. Why aren't their voices being listened to?
You know, that is such, God, that's so true. And that makes me want to throw my chair through that fucking window.
Don't.
But I'm not. But that's nuts.
I'm going to throw my chair.
I'm not Alex.
Okay. At the end of the next segment, I'm going to throw my chair, guys. I'm going to take my shirt off. I'm going to throw my chair. I'm going to get really mad. Make sure you get a wide shot.
Can we block it off? And also, I'm going to need makeup.
Nipple makeup. My nipple's a little shiny right
are
now.
Are you kidding?
I need some powder on my nipples.
Alex, those nipples are on fire. They need some fucking powder. Gotta powder those nips.
Here I was when I heard on the radio that the World Trade Center had actually collapsed because of the plane that hit it. I'll never forget that. I know exactly where I was. And this little twerp can't even remember
what he was doing.
This
little
twerp.
Who the fuck is Larry
Pratt? A high school student who doesn't appreciate getting shot at school. That's his great, horrible sin that he's committing against the United States of America.
Larry
Little
Pratt.
Twerp.
Larry Pratt, you piece of shit. God, Kate, get Batman on the phone right now. Get Batman on the phone. Put out the back signal. Call Dexter. Call George Soros and his armies, whatever. Who cares?
Actually collapsed because of the plane that hit it. I'll never forget that. I know exactly where I was. And this little twerp can't even remember what he was doing at that rather equivalent moment in his life. I don't think this guy could tell the truth if he had a gun in his head.
What? And he did.
I don't think he could tell the truth if he had a gun at his head.
You piece of fucking shit. Oh, my God.
I mean,
Larry.
Could this guy be lower?
No.
I mean, like
fuck
I said,
no.
Wayne LaPierre is a fucking blowjob from an angel compared
who
to this guy.
Listen, let's talk about people that have said shitty things about school shootings. Just fucking assholes. Chipper Jones suggested Sandy Hook didn't happen. What a disgusting piece of shit. Who else? Alex Jones, Sandy Hook truther, right?
Yeah.
What is wrong with these people? What? Why? Why? Obviously, some parent
just
in your life
pills.
Didn't fucking hug you enough.
I don't think this guy could tell the truth if he had a gun in his head.
Oh, my God.
And he's called a survivor, a Parkland survivor, which isn't an accurate word either. Unless you were shot at, I don't know that that fits being
who
called a survivor.
No, I think
you're right.
Who is that?
This is the former asshole, current asshole, former Missouri Republican state representative. People in Missouri sent her to the state house.
She sounds like this.
This
she,
asshole.
This is a dumb question, but was it Missouri? The GOP had some sort of scandal where,
well, their governor right now won't
somebody
leave.
Somebody was fucking or something like that.
He extorted
revenge
a woman.
Revenge porn.
Right. Said, if you talk, I'm going to send out nude pictures of you.
Wasn't there someone like fucking molesting pages or like two people that worked in the government there? They were fucking some kind of weird ass goddamn.
So. I think it might have been Missouri.
Oh, my God. How dare
Michigan?
You?
I don't know. And Michigan.
Yeah, yeah. How dare you say all these shitty things about this David Hogg? And you know, the truth
remember
is...
Remember the one guy who was... The Michigan guy who was...
The fuck?
Who was going to pay someone to say they saw him sucking a dick in an alley?
What?
To cover up for the fact that he was fucking a female in a heterosexual relationship with another female member of like the city council or the county board or whatever. And he figured that by proving, look at that fake news,
right.
I was never sucking cock
God.
In an alley, he would then be able to also claim that the him fucking this other woman was a lie.
Wow.
That's Republicans for you.
God, who the fuck are you, George Lucas? I mean, really? That's a film narrative.
Yeah, I think that was Michigan. I could be wrong, but I'm pretty sure it was Michigan. Here's the end of Larry Pratt's bullshit.
Fuck
that
you, Larry.
Fits being called a survivor.
No, I think you're right. This just for the dramatic effect. The media is having a field day.
You know, this kid can't even be called a survivor. If I was David Hogg's parents right now, I would lose my mind.
He can't be called a survivor.
Someone would have to shove Xanaxes up my ass right now. I'd be losing my mind. What
again.
The fuck? Again, yes, please. More, keep them coming. Why? You're telling me because David Hogg was in the same, he's at the school.
He's at
the fucking school.
These are garbage people.
It's not good enough.
They're subhumans. Larry Pratt and this fucking asshole. This asshole, Cynthia Davis. I was doing Rudy Giuliani for a second. This asshole.
Do you have no sympathy for anyone
no.
that went through a school shooting
no.
and you were in the next room? Do you know? I don't know anything about guns. I'm a fucking liberal. Well,
hold on a second.
Nanny.
Hold
Can
on a
those
second.
Bullets go through walls?
I'm sure if the shooter had been a Muslim yelling,
God. Oh, yes.
Allah Akbar, that the Christians six blocks away would be claiming that they were victims of this.
Yes. Fuck yes. Yes.
I heard the sirens. I felt my Christianity
Listen,
threatened.
Fuck your Christianity and fuck your fucking prayer breakfast and fuck all these David Hogg detractors. You motherfuckers that are saying bad things about David Hogg. How dare you? Those kids.
He wasn't even there. He was home jerking off to gay porn, Ryan.
When those kids, right.
Muslim gay porn.
And
Obama porn.
And then he rode on his bicycle.
And he helped bleach Hillary's emails.
I thought you were going to say her asshole.
No, Uma did that.
Oh, yes. God, what if these kids bring about an assault weapons ban? I know that sounds nuts, but what if they're helping us? Why are you being cunts?
By taking away our Second Amendment rights.
Oh, fuck your Second Amendment. Fuck your Second Amendment. And fuck these two people.
What about when the Muslims come for my women and want to make me queer?
Yeah. Hey, what's up with this dude, this lady interviewing Larry Pratt?
Cynthia Davis.
God, what's wrong with your voice?
Missouri.
You sound nuts.
Word either, unless you were shot at.
Shot at? Right. Unless you were shot at?
Oh, God.
What a fucking asshole. Yeah,
hey, Cynthia, because you're just a shit heel of a person, we are allowed to make fun of you mercilessly. You're denigrating these kids. I'm going to make fun of your voice because fuck you, that's why. You sound insane. Fuck you. God, I fucking fuck these people. Fuck Larry Pratt. Honestly,
what's wrong with you? It's just insane.
God.
By the way, all the fact checkers say that it's not David Hogg. Did David Hogg lie about being on campus during mass shooting? False.
He was on the premises where somebody was walking around with an AR-15 spraying bullets everywhere. You can't say he is a survivor of a mass shooting, you fucks. Have you ever shot an AR-15?
No.
I never have, but can the bullets go through walls and buildings? No, there's nothing fun about those guns.
Fun to shoot, but we don't need them.
We don't need them.
It would be fun to shoot a howitzer. I don't need a howitzer in my backyard.
And also, there's other fun shit to do, like watching movies and reading Ainsley's book.
Reading Ainsley's book.
Is it true it's a pop-up? Is it a pop-up book at least? Is it entertaining on that fucking level?
David Hogg was there, by the way.
The way
they took what he said out of context. At 6 p.m. after the shooting, I took my camera, got on my bike. I rode in basically twilight. I ride my bike 3 miles down riding sidewalks, find my way to the school as I've done in previous years. He talks about shooting B-roll. He's like a student journalist. So he went there after the shooting.
At 6 p.m.
I rode my bike.
Hey, Larry Pratt and whoever's interviewing you, 6 p.m., everybody knows, is after school.
So even
kids in America go to school during the day, not at 6 p.m., right?
Even fucking Red State, Eric Nutball Erickson's site, who did a story about it, retracted their story and said, after reviewing all of this, it appears the problem was that CBS included a very confusing quote without context. Hogg was on campus during the shooting and returned several hours later to interview people across the street. There you go. So even on Red State, they said,
and it's 3 miles away.
He was
right.
But he was there. Yeah.
On a bicycle.
Right.
And he went there after school at 6 o'clock. Why is that hard for people to understand?
And this asshole from Missouri a couple days ago.
Yeah.
Interviewing fucking Larry Cunting Pratt from the gun
that person
nuts
was
of America
government. That
person. Yeah. Weird, right?
And she is presenting as fact that he wasn't even there.
You know, people of Missouri, I'm beginning to think about you the same way I think about people from fucking Alabama.
Well, get in line.
The fuck do you do in the voting
Texas,
booth?
Missouri.
Do you drop acid?
Holy shit, everybody. Don't forget tomorrow's Faithless Friday.
Oh, shit. Yes.
We'll have a little more Faithless-y Friday.
God, I listened to that Trump speech, that prayer breakfast, and it was so fucking creepy. You want to talk about pervy? It sounded pervy the way he's talking about God. He's like, God is great, and all this other shit.
Oh, and somewhere the ghost of Billy Graham has pink eye from getting shot in the face with a load from Trump.
Dude, did you hear that story from the prison guy?
Oh, my God.
Well, prayer has always been at the center of American life.
This is a video that they, that our propaganda wing, we're paying somebody
to write, to put music behind that, this bullshit.
That has turned this into a Trump fuck fest. This bullshit today.
A Trump fuck fest.
Prayer has...
We're going to get a fruit basket out of this.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, we're not even going to get that.
Prayer has always been at the center of American life. Prayer is the key that opens us the treasures of God's mercies and blessings. Today we are...
He's so awful. Even with the amazing music that they plastered in the back, he's so awful.
The thing is, Trump, if Jesus existed and he heard your prayers, he would be like, I don't believe you. Right. I don't believe you.
Can we get somebody from Central Casting to read?
God. That's, did he practice this fucking speech?
No, what are you, crazy?
Fuck, no, why would he? It's for evangelicals. Practice. You can do whatever the fuck you want. They're so
God's
dumb.
Mercies and blessings. Today we are launching another historic action to promote religious freedom. We are proud of our religious heritage. And as president, I will always protect religious liberty. We praise God for the blessings of freedom. And we ask God to forever bless
someone,
this magnificent land that we all love so much.
So there's a Hindu guy behind him. Which God are we talking to?
White God, dude.
Oh, white God. Forgive me.
White God. And did you hear the whole story about the guy that was a bank robber and he converted to Jesus and, and he got a bunch of other of his fellow prisoners to convert to Jesus? So now then they had the guy that busted the dude in the awesome. Bank robbery show up at this prayer breakfast and said, oh, I love
Wait,
that
Trump
guy
said,
now.
Oh, that guy. Yeah, yeah,
God.
Yeah. We got to go, everybody.
We live in fucking Iran.
Back tomorrow, 2 to 4 p.m. Pacific, 5 to 7 Eastern. Don't forget, we're on iTunes, we're on Stitcher, we're crabdiving.com.
Yay!
Ryan's doing some comedy somewhere soon. Find out where and when. Go to his Twitter feed, Rated R Comedy, Instagram, Rated R Comedy, or go to his website, which is ratedrcomedy.com.
Follow the very funny Patrick Vile on Twitter or Instagram at Vile Experience. Oh, so freaking Vile!
Have a great evening, everybody. We'll enjoy the rest of it, and we'll do more of this shit tomorrow.
Oh, fuck you, Larry Pratt.
Fuck you, Larry Pratt.
Fuck.
America's new transvestite army.
Thank you for listening to Crab Diving. Catch the crabs on Facebook. Facebook.com/crabdiving. And on Twitter and Instagram @crabdiving.